been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
That is a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground Radio.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Not For Air Underground here on podunkradio.com. And also, I think Metal Zone still. I haven't talked to those guys in a while, but it's cool. Metal Zone's awesome. Welcome to Podunk. If you're listening to this not live on Podunk, then Podbean, whatever it is you're listening to, thank you. Well, I'm out. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. I've been busy. So week three of Halloween, or four. I can't remember. Might be four. Next week's Halloween. How many fucking months are in the fucking month? See? I've been so bad lately. Hold on. How many weeks are in the month of October this year? Let's see. Calendar. Here we go. So counting Thursday the 1st, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Okay, so it's the fourth week of... We get 5 weeks this year. We started on the 1st of this month, which happened to be on a Thursday. And then next week's the 29th, the day before Devil's Night. So, awesome. So, 4 weeks of Halloween so far. This is the fourth week. This is pretty fucking stellar. I'm telling you. Man. So, I played Spicoli because I'm not gonna go into it because I don't feel like dealing with it. But Spicoli deserves to be played because Spicoli is one of my favorite bands in town, and they're good friends of mine, including especially Alton, who I've known for a long time, and my spooky Halloween buddy that goes to Spooky every year and hangs out with us, plus all the shows, and a big supporter of Not For Air and Underground Horror Radio. So they deserve to be played. They're good dudes, you know? And if anybody doesn't know what Spicoli is and no one's ever seen Fast Times, get off your 20-year-old ass. Get off your phone. No, better yet, hold on. Use your goddamn phone. Google Spicoli, Fast Times. I'm going to say it slowly. Ready? Fast Times on Richmond High. Fast Times at Richmond High. There, I said it. Just saying, it's a good movie. It's a very 80s movie, which is what I like about it. You know? And they deserve to be, played. So, you know. Why not? I like them. I got a bunch of drops here I want to play.
Hey, what's up? This is Wes from Puddle of Mud.
Hey, this is Patrick from Fall Out Boy.
Hi, this is Chris from the band Coldplay.
Hey, this is Chad from Nickelback.
Oh, those guys are back!
This is Not For Air.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Underground Radio.
Oh, I put that out there. Happy Halloween. So, anyway, listen to Spicoli. Calabrese is awesome. Again, I'm gonna say this again. If you need patches and shirts made for your spookiness and you're in the horror punk or punk rock, check out TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinaire, on Facebook. Also check out Podbean under McPatches Media, Not For Air. I did an interview with Underground Horror Radio with Todd, TJ Lynch, about his business. It was a fun conversation. I didn't realize at the time that my mic was fucking up, so that's where all that little static was, and I cleaned up the best I could. But overall, awesome time, and super awesome dude. Works hard, all by hand. I tried painting my own fucking patch, and it looks like something a third grader did, but that's all right. It's still on the newly improved Nick Patches version 2 that I'm going to be wearing at Spooky Empire. Yes, next Friday. Oh, God, yes. I will be with Nicole Velakis, author, my wife, at Spooky Empire. And along, I think we're also dragging along Irish Jeff, Burger King Jeff, whatever you want to call him, from Caffeinate as well, my good friend, to Orlando, to Spooky Empire, to fucking chill, do interviews, do panels. It's going to be a great time. I'm also doing a panel along with Nicole, probably Jeff, at 2:30 on Saturday on Halloween on how to do your own podcast. Just really the basics. I'm going to do a live, like we're going to not do it live, but we're going to do it right there. I got the computer hooked up to the screen. I'm going to show you. I'm actually going to let people come out and, do it. I got all kind of planned out more or less. So If you've ever wondered how you can do something amazing like this, and probably better than this, then that's your shot. I deeply encourage doing podcasting. You know, it's awesome. I get to do a radio show. Who doesn't want to do a radio show and play awesome underground punk rock? Which is where it fucking should be. Fuck FM. Fuck that mainstream nonsense. This is where it is. This is 100% pure awesome podunk radio, and along with many, many, many other awesome internet radio stations that are popping up left and right. It's awesome. So that'll give you something to do there about that. It's Halloween. I'm excited. It's, like I said, week 4. Holy Christ. A lot of movies are starting to be shown on TV now. AMC is having their Fear Fest. The other day they showed almost all the Halloweens. They didn't show 3, which is kind of shitty, but I get it. They were going for the Michael Myers thing, so I get that. But they didn't show H2O. But they showed Resurrection, and they didn't show the Rob Zombie movies, which is fine. But so they showed part 1 and 2, because it's really, to me, the same movie in separate parts. And then there's 4, The Return of Michael Myers, 5, 6, which is floating around now that they unleashed the director's cut, producer's cut, which is almost different. Then they showed Resurrection. They didn't show H2O, which is the better one. They showed Resurrection, and I'm like, ugh. Now I think they got on Scream, which is cool. It's kind of nice to revisit that. Neve Campbell will be at Spooky Empire along with Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich, so that's kind of cool. And then I've been watching, like, Scream Queens, which is actually freaking fucking hilarious, because it's like a weird meta horror movie type thing. And then Final Girls, I watched Trick or Treat's awesome. No, what's the other one? Tales of Halloween, which is actually really good. It's not Trick or Treat, but I don't think it was really trying to be either, so it's actually pretty good. So anyway, good stuff. Also, real quick, this weekend, let's see if I can get in here. We got a couple shows going on. So if you happen to be in the Sanford area tomorrow, and you're in, and this is, by the way, if you're into punk rock, that's it. If you're into punk rock, and you happen to be heading up north to the Stamp. Where the fuck is Saturday? Where about tomorrow? There's got to be more than that. I fucking hate Facebook. Hold on. I just had it. Fucking, I hate this goddamn thing. Ugh. Never ends. All right, so tomorrow in Sanford at the West End Trading Company, it's a punk show. We got OSF, Sex Metal, Scatterbrain, Spicoli, Five Something Dead, whatever. Go check it out. If you're up in that area and you're into punk rock and you happen to, for some reason, listen to the show, there you go. Now, I will be at Morbid Movies tomorrow with said Nicole Velakis, author, for the 30th anniversary of Reanimator, which I have never seen Reanimator. Even though it's on Netflix, because I'm waiting for this. It's awesome. Go see Reanimator on the big screen. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun. Now, on Sunday, again, not really Halloween related. So if you're into punk rock, if you listen to the show, you should. The Stamp is having its 5-year anniversary up in Vero. Just tons of awesome local bands. We got Spicoli, Bastard Sons, Gravel Kings, Prescription, Break the Hero, Catalogs, Church Girls, Stubbly Mug, OSF, Church and State, Roman the Wanderer, Eternia, and Take Warning. So, it's all awesome. It's an all-day thing. Sunday afternoon, 2 to 9. So, definitely check that out. And then, next week, on, which we'll talk about next Thursday, but Devil's Night, which is Friday the 30th, we're sponsoring, along with Metal Zone and Not For Air, of course, Cutthroat Metalcast, the other show I do, and Underground Horror Radio. And it's also sponsored by Colcock Whiskey. So, awesome. You know what? No, I don't give a fuck about Colcock Whiskey. Anyway, the point is, go out. It's going to be fun. We got Nation of Decay, Face of Fear, Zodiac Summer, Take Warning, and Outlaw Tendencies. All awesome bands. Please go check it out. It's a free show. Oceanside Pub on Friday. Saturday, there's a bunch of other stuff going on. I'll be at Spooky, so there you go. All right. Now that that's out of the fucking way, what should we do now? What can we play? Yeah, we'll play some Rebel Flesh. We'll be back.
Wrapped in heaven, it knows you're on your own. It wants to talk to you, cut through skin and bone. Breathe deeper, cry harder, it won't last much longer. Cold shiver fucks your spine when you're all alone. When you think you're all alone and no one is there, baby, you ain't never all alone. Nighttime touch, cold whisper, late night terror, like shadow on the wall. Been down, can't breathe a word, it's coming down the hall. Fight harder, shut tighter, it won't last much longer. Cold shiver fucks your spine when you're all alone. When you think you're all alone and no one is there, baby, you ain't never all alone. Nighttime touch, cold whisper, when you think you're all alone and no one is there, baby, you ain't never all alone. Nighttime touch, cold whisper, stroke your head.
Yeah! quiet little town of Salem's life.
Yeah.
And now, Monster Vision host Joe Bob Briggs and Friday the 13th, Part 6 on TNT.
You know, when we heard that growing up, especially on Monster Vision on TNT, it was fucking awesome. If one Halloween, when many, many, many years ago, when I was, I think, a teenager, we went trick-or-treating and all that and did our Halloween shit, and then it was a Friday the 13th marathon on TNT. Granted, it was edited to shit, but it was awesome because it was Joe Bob Briggs, and I'll never forget that. And I got to meet Joe Bob a couple years ago on my birthday, so that was pretty cool. But, yeah, I threw the real Ghostbusters intro from the cartoon because, come on, that fucking cartoon was amazing. Eventually, it went to shit with Slimer and the real Ghostbusters, which was fucking stupid. But it was awesome growing up. I mean, it was the Ghostbusters. And there's a lot of people now, even though they're all adults, fucking love the Ghostbusters. I mean, that's the shit that came out in the 80s. And the 80s rule was, basically 80s and 90s was, even if it's not really intended for kids, we can make a cartoon out of it. Prime example, fucking Toxic Crusaders, which is a kid's version, made by Lloyd Kaufman, mind you, from the Toxic Avenger, from Troma, which is not fucking intended for kids. But it was and Turtles, too. The original Turtles was a comic book, and it wasn't really meant for kids. And then, you know what? Let's turn in, you know, let's get these four turtles and color them up and, you know, let's make them fucking cartoon, eh? There we go. We got the first three movies, which the third one was terrible. The second one was a little more kiddie. The first one was fucking awesome. The new Ninja Turtles, fucking terrible. Whatever. The new movies, but the originals were fucking cool. And, you know, so a lot of that back in the 80s. So Ghostbusters, which was a great movie, the cartoon was great, too. So I just, you know, I threw that in there because nostalgia. Because believe it or not, as punk rock as this channel is, and it's very punk rock, again, I'm nerdy. Like, I'm not going to fucking bullshit you. I'm a fucking nerd. I got movie posters all over my fucking office and signed stuff from actors. I mean, most of it's horror, mind you. But, you know, I like Arrow. I like comic books. I read. So I just geared towards horror. But a lot of the stuff I grew up with, so. And when I started this show many years ago, it was really more nerdy than this. And so, you know, Matt and me and Boots talk about shit all fucking day. That's what we do. And I could do it again. So if you fucking fuck with me out there and you're like, oh, boo, fuck you, and the scene throws up on me, I'm like, fuck, I'll just talk about comic books. I can do whatever I want. But with that saying, I will say this. This station has some fucking great shows. Sick Boys Radio, I listened last night, actually. Those guys are fucking great. Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Best Tables in Hell. Hopefully Brothers Grimm will be back soon. They had an issue with power, and something happened like a month ago. Some bullshit where they live fucked them up for like a month. So hopefully they'll be back soon. Those guys are great. Underground Horror Radio, which I think is probably, out of all my shows, I think is the best, per se, that I run. Well, mostly Nicole runs that one, too. Like, this show is just this show. I'm going to play punk rock and bullshit with you and hopefully keep you entertained where, you know, you're into it. Underground Horror Radio I like a lot more because it's me and Nicole together. We talk about horror movies and books and stuff. Caffeinated I just love in general because it's fucking crazy, but it's not really music. And Metalcast is actually more Scott than me. I just kind of produce it and edit, you know, I record it and be on there. But Scott comes up with the music, him and his band, and they come up with that's a Metal Zone. It's not on this one, but they come up with, you know, at least some talking points, you know, stuff to promote. So I give them 100% credit for that. I'm just there to fucking produce the bitch and hang out with my friends and talk about metal stuff, even though I'm not a metal guy. So that's, if you want to know why it sounds as good as it sounds, it's because of Scott. Also, I got on the new McPatches, besides Todd. Todd's awesome. There's also another company that puts out patches called Scream For Me, Inc., and they do all kinds of different stuff. buttons, jewelries, patches. So check out Scream, ScreamForMeInc, I think, .com. I got my Night of the Demons patch, which is awesome because Linnea Quigley and Allison, I have to pull it up, but the chick that played Allison, Night of the Demons, she's going to be there with Linnea, so that's cool. I think they'll like the patch. And I got an Evil Dead patch because, come on, it's fucking Evil Dead. And then I made my patch, and I got a B-Movies Monster patch, which I played B-Movie Monsters earlier at Salem's Lot, that Todd gave me, which is pretty cool. I think he said it was one of a kind. And I got some other stuff, patches that he gave me. I got to find my original McPatches. I might want some of the patches off there. But the plan is to have one shirt for Underground Horror Radio, which is this one. And then I got another shirt that Alton gave me that's a Dickie's Work shirt. It's a little bit bigger than me, but that's okay. That has a Spicoli sticker already on it. And I got some punk rock patches that I could pull off of some old McPatches. And I already got a Living Dead's fucking backpatch I could put on there. So I'm going to work on that shirt too. So that'll be like the McPatches for Not For Air Radio when I go out. And then the other one will be the Underground Horror Radio. So it's kind of cool because I'm like, I need shirts, you know, when I go out, so people kind of know. And I'm going to start, hopefully I'll get together with some people and make some actual shirts. I just don't have the money right now. Everything's kind of going towards Spooky. You know, that's like the one thing I really wait for year-round is to go to Spooky and do our radio stuff. We're staying at the hotel, so that's a little pricey this year. Plus, I like the fucking merch there. They have a lot of cool vendors that are merch. So a lot of this stuff I'm into, like the underground punks and stuff, you don't really get at Hot Topic. And same thing with the horror stuff. So you have to go online, and you have to wait till either there's a really cool punk show and get merch from them, or a convention, a horror convention that has this stuff that you can get it at too. Otherwise, you just pretty much have to go online, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. I like going online. I really do. But I'm very, very, like, I love going somewhere and seeing either something set up or a store where you could look at it in person. It's just old school me. I'm in retail for 16 years. Since I was in high school, on and off, but mainly more than any other job I had besides doing this radio thing for 5 years, that I've been in retail. So it's kind of in me to want to have a cool store. And also I like the fact that it's just kind of neat if somebody had a store like that. So, you know, find some cool patches and stuff. So anyway, right. Shut up, McPatches. Play some more music. Nobody cares what you have to say. I do. Halloween stuff. What else? Let's see. Caffeinated Podcast is out. Interview with Todd. Also, there's an interview with Fright Nights, which I'm going tomorrow night with Nicole before Reanimator at the South Florida Fairgrounds. That's all on Podbean. I've been busting my ass over here. Plus doing this show. I did have a thing where I was doing a movie a day and podcast, but I really just don't have the time to really do it. So I got to like 8, and I didn't quit. I don't have the time. I'm still working and stuff before I go to Spooky because, you know, right now everything's kind of geared towards Spooky. Next year I'm hoping I'll have a lot more time to really, you know, do something. Even if I have to kind of do it ahead of time, I might do that. But, you know, it's been a busy year. It's almost fucking next week's Halloween, so pretty awesome. But I love Halloween. It's fun. Let's see. So we had some awesome stuff. Jason the Krugers. We had some Cavern Man because they sent me some new stuff. What else do we want to hear? Not too much this week. Again, playing a lot of Halloween music. Or horror music. Horror punk. Skeletorium did that instrumental you heard not too long ago. From their version of the theme song from Night of the Demons from 1988. The opening of the movie had this really cool synth score and these old school drawing animations of demon stuff. It's just a really fucking great movie. It's cheesy and it's 80s, and that's kind of why I like it, but the opening is fucking stellar. And so a while ago, he made this track, and I'm wanting to play it, and I finally had time. Because, you know, after next week, I'm probably going to go back to more regular underground punk from local bands and stuff. But this month, I really wanted to get the Halloween stuff going. Because, you know, fuck you, it's Halloween. So, let's see, what else did I do? 13 shots, I played them already. I'm trying not to play too much of the same stuff. Sometimes a lot of these fucking bands all end up not sounding the same. I just, you know, it's like I'm so much stuff, and it's kind of what ends up happening. I wonder if I'll be able to do that. You know what? I might be able to do it. I got something I'm going to play. Hold on. Let me get some more Halloween music. Somewhere in here. There's so much stuff. I have, like, so much music that it's, you know, I have to go through it all. And you're like, oh, nobody cares, McVatches. Why are you still talking, Dr. Dyer? I don't know why I just did a fucking terrible Irish accent. If you're Irish, sorry. I really do apologize. I know a couple Irish people. I do. And they're awesome. I wonder what this sounds like. Yeah, I don't know. We'll play it.
Why even Dracula will be there? It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. Bye.
What the fuck that was? That was fucking awful. Why did I fuck up so bad? Oh man, that was truly a fuck up. I mean, it wasn't. I just don't know what it was. It was fucking terrible.
Well, there's no more room down there in hell anymore. Old man Lucifer's gonna laugh and slam the door, leaving us to walk the earth when we die. Make this place a living hell. We'll be right back.
when you're six, six, six feet under.
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Happy Halloween. Next week for damn sure, happy Halloween. We'll see you then. But before we go, just remember, do your own thing. Check out Scream For Me, Inc. Check out TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinaire. Check out Nicole Vlahakis, author. Check out Underground Horror Radio. Of course, Podunk Radio, no shit. And go to a local show if you got one, if you're into music. If you're not into music, what am I talking to you? I don't know. Anyway, I'm out. But before I go, like, again, time to leave some tunes. Without this band, we probably wouldn't have half the horror punk bands we have now. So, oh, don't take a picture of Danzig. Apparently he's a dick. I don't know.
For Air Underground Radio.